Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know April from Puyallup is. April, are you there?
I'm here.
April, did you by chance listen to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday for that cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for this game?
Sadly, I didn't. I was at the fair.
Oh, we're going today.
All right, April's ready to rock.
I didn't hear that.
Go ahead and get out of here.
We said we're going today. We're very excited.
Oh, good.
All right,
April. If you're playing at home, April's got her game face on. If you're playing at home, April has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which Seattle Mariner was known as the Kid?
Ken Griffey Jr.
That's right. How many number one hits has AC/DC had on the Billboard mainstream rock chart?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
One?
No. Little Rhodey is a nickname for which U.S. state?
Little Rhodey, Mississippi?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Missouri?
No. What do you call animals that only eat plants?
Herbivores.
Yes. What planet is named after the god of the sea?
Venus?
No.
Uranus?
Nice, but no.
Mars?
No. Who was Nancy Kerrigan's ice skating rival?
Blonde hair. I pass.
The timpani belongs to which musical instrument family?
Horns?
No.
Okay. Pass.
April, we got you down for two this morning.
That's terrible. I was trying to avenge myself.
Well, you know what? The cheat sheet would have been a little bit helpful.
What did you get last time? What did you get last time, April?
I think I got four or five. I actually have my 12-year-old here in the car, and he wanted to know if he could help.
Oh!
He could have.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Which Seattle Mariner was known as the Kid?
That would be Ken Griffey Jr.
That's correct. How many number one hits has AC/DC had on the Billboard mainstream rock chart?
I'm going to go two.
No.
Three.
No.
One.
No.
Damn.
Little Rhodey is the nickname for which U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
What do you call animals that only eat plants?
Herbivores.
Yes. What planet is named after the god of the sea?
Aquarius?
No.
Oh, wait. Venus?
No.
Neptune.
Yeah. Who was Nancy Kerrigan's ice skating rival?
Ooh, Tanya Harding.
That's her. Why? The timpani belongs to what musical instrument family?
Percussion.
That's it. Zsa Zsa Gabor holds the Hollywood record for husbands with how many?
Nine?
Yes. Which European state has an area of 0.44 square kilometers?
What European state? Paris.
No.
Sicily.
No.
Rome.
No. In what organ of the human body would you find the amygdala?
That would be in the liver.
No.
Ah.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
7-2. Sorry, oh. April.
That's okay.
Have
Thank
a good one.
Thank you.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
So what two did she get right?
She got the Kid
okay.
and herbivores.
Okay.
The number one hits AC/DC has had on the Billboard mainstream rock chart, five of them. And then the European state that has a total area of 0.44 square kilometers is Vatican City.
Okay.
And the amygdala is found in your brain, Steve, which you just used to some degree to win that game.
70% of it.
The Daily Mix Show.
As we just mentioned, we are going to the fair today, and we have a simple question for you if you have already been to the fair this year. Call 206-803-ROCK if you have been to the Washington State Fair this year. We have a simple question that we would like to ask those fairgoers. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. We have been looking forward to this day all week, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
The Daily Miggs Show is heading to the fair after work today.
Big day.
Celebrating 125 years of the Washington State Fair, so they decided to remake the Do the Puyallup song.
You can do it at a trot, you can do it at a gallop, you can do it this slow so your heart won't palpitate. Just don't be late. Do the Puyallup.
Would you consider this cosmic country, Taryn Daly?
I mean, it's nearly there, Steve.
And it looks like so much fun to do. I think I'm gonna learn how to do it, too. Saw a duck and a chicken down by the barn, kicking up the hay and raising such a storm that I asked the farmer what they were up to. He said, Puyallup, that's what they do. You can do it in the rain or the sun or the fog. It comes real easy like a rubber.
Yeah,
it's a real toe tap.
I did not realize it's a full freaking song. And I love that they got nerdy with it. They got the instruments from the original 1976 version, all the instruments that they used, and remade the song with those instruments.
That's so cool.
Yes.
So us going to the Puyallup today leads us to want to ask a simple question.
Enough along did a barber from Tacoma, Seattle or Fife. He even let you do it with your husband or wife. It's a natural thing.
What are we doing at the Puyallup exactly?
So many things. And that's why we want to ask this simple question to Chad from Olympia. Chad, there are a lot of new things at the fair every year. What should we absolutely check out this year?
You absolutely have to have a scone. A scone is the tradition of the Puyallup Fair. You got
to
have one.
You know, it's funny. I feel like there's two sides to that. It's either you absolutely have to have a scone or you absolutely have to get elephant ears.
You know, you can get an elephant ear at any fair, but I believe the Northwest, the Puyallup Fair is the only place you can get those Fisher scones, and they're amazing. The butter.
It's the butter. It is the butter, man. It's just dripping out of it.
I have to say, why not both? I want to get scones and an elephant here. I've been fasting all morning for the fair food.
Are you treating today like Thanksgiving?
We're on the midway on the merry-go-round. Kids are doing it in circles going up and down. You can do it at a trot. You can do it at a gallop. You can do it with slow so your heart won't palpitate.
Don't be late.
Do the Puyallup. And our simple question for Mike, who is in Puyallup right now, the home of the fair. Mike, there are a lot of new things that pop up at the fair, but what do you think we should absolutely check out?
Well, it's really cool. I took my 7-year-old daughter, and we went on she got to ride a camel and then pet it afterwards.
Bro.
They have camel rides.
We did that last year with Tatum, and at first I did not think it was going to go well because I'm like, this is, but dude, the minute she was on that camel, she was like in heaven.
Taryn.
Yes.
So you were talking about capybaras the other day and how you wanted to pet one. In Lakewood or Tacoma, they have I think it's called Debbie's.
Debbie Doolittle's.
Yeah, Debbie's Zoo. And they have live capybaras there. My daughter, she told the camel guy, I get to pet a live capybara.
Oh, this is great to know, Mike. Thank you so much. Oh my God, Danny and Steve, can you guys ride on a camel together today, please?
What's the weight limit? I don't think we could do a tandem. Maybe we could.
I wonder if it has two humps.
It does.
Ooh.
I always like two humps. I do.
If we could get a picture of us on a camel together.
The Buoy Buddies on a camel?
I mean, my wife's just going to have to be okay with that becoming my new Facebook profile picture.
The Daily Mix Show.
Russell Wilson will remain at the helm for the New York Giants going into week 2, and the internet wants to tell you its collective feelings about this matter, Steve.
Mr. Unlimited.
So we will have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Giants coach Brian Daboll has confirmed that Russell Wilson will remain the starting quarterback for Sunday's game at Dallas, despite a pretty rough debut in week one, losing to Washington.
Do you intend to start Russell Wilson this week?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Was that ever?
I mean, and after a game.
It just sounds like he's big. Blink twice if you're being said to tell us this against your will.
You know, it's an emotional game. It's a tough game. You know, didn't play particularly well, I would say, collectively. But again, like I said yesterday, that game just doesn't fall on Russell Wilson. We got to do a better job collectively, coaching, playing. But Russ will be the starter.
But did Russ suck on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, it's good. Just wanted to check and make sure. Yes. It is. I mean, and a lot of people, it feels like wherever he goes, he's dealing with offensive line issues, because apparently the Giants have a terrible offensive line. But I also heard that the coach was leaning towards maybe let's see what this kid can do, this Jackson Dart kid, and the ownership's like, not yet.
They're going to continue to develop him as the backup quarterback. And although all the teammates seem to be voicing their support for Russ and this arrangement, the internet has to speak up as well, Steve. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
And we found just a bunch of random people tweeting and posting on Facebook and on other social media platforms just about their disdain for Russell Wilson. It's a tough time for
Mr. Unlimited.
So we figured, who better to read these than
Russell Wilson?
You know what? I wish there was a robot Russell Wilson. There's not.
I don't know.
Think about someone who loves New York, who actually even helps represent athletes, but is a rapper.
Oh.
Jay-Z. Bam. Ah. I try to find a Sierra. I find it. I try to find Phil Sims. I try to, no luck. There wasn't a lot of robots to work with.
Jay-Z.
So we got Jay-Z, who, perfect, oddly enough, seems to turn into an English man as I listen to these. But let's forget about that part and let's enjoy some of the comments about Russell Wilson being the starter for your New York football Giants. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson could have stayed in Seattle and been a guy for the remainder of his career, but ego and narcissism got the best of him, and now he's on the verge of being run out of town by his second team in 2 years.
It is crazy just how it was from, but Denver, that didn't work out. Then Pittsburgh, that didn't work out. Now New York, probably not going
to
work out.
I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank, so.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think this guy's having a tough time, you know, paying his bills. But he also, I think there's a certain level of ego where he wants to, you know, prove everybody wrong. But it just seems like he keeps proving everybody right.
Might be too little too late.
I know.
The fact that Russell Wilson is still starting for the Giants is coaching malpractice.
Okay, well, I think it's more ownership malpractice. I have a feeling, and I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that the coach of the Giants would probably like to move on already.
Yeah.
Their QB of the future is currently rotting on the bench while a lesser player gets reps due to past reputation.
Where did that accent come from?
What's up, Jay-Z from England?
Yes, it's changed his ways. I don't think they need to worry too much about the rookie quarterback. He's got some time. It's not the end of the world that he's not starting.
So do you think that their prediction, do you think he will start a game this year?
Yes.
How soon?
I wouldn't be shocked if by like week four.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess it just depends on how this game's going to go. And I don't think it's going to go well.
No.
Yeah.
New York needs to put Russ out to pasture and give the fans who they really want.
Tommy DeVito. Did you see that guy? He's not even on the team anymore.
The local dude?
The local guy, yes, everyone fell in love with. He's still doing commercials. He's still got like national endorsement deals. Like this guy struck it. His agent deserves like the ultimate high five.
Oh, for sure.
It's insane.
Crazy Russ can go from franchise to franchise at 36 years old and put up 58 yards and a half and still have a job.
Yards.
Yeah.
Robot Jay-Z. Jay-Z we all know and love.
Robot Jay-Z is not from here.
No.
Yeah.
It's time for Russell Wilson to go be a family man.
Okay. I mean, he could be a family man while still playing in the NFL.
That's true. He could be.
Do you think he'd be okay with being a backup quarterback? Like, will he eventually, like, just morph into being the backup quarterback and do that for, like, the next three or four years?
I think so. I think that's his destiny at this point.
And I love how the first person was just like, you know, he could have just stayed in Seattle. I think, no, there came a point where it was just time to move on.
Yeah.
And especially because he was younger. Like, you know, he needed to go and spread
his non-existent wings.
Yeah, those wings have been clipped.
Unfortunately, Russell Wilson negatively impacts an entire franchise because they're not allowed to play future in the locker room.
Sick burn, bro.
It was tremendous.
Russ has not been good in at least 5 years. Who really thought he was coming in to change the Giants, who have been equally bad in the same 5 years?
And that's the fairest point. It's like, it's not like he went to a team. It's not like all of a sudden he was brought to, like, you know, Kansas City or something along those lines. Like, he was brought to a team that was not doing very good.
And so far, he's carrying that torch pretty well.
Yes.
Russell Wilson looks like the worst quarterback in the NFL right now. What did Jackson Dart learn from watching this Russell Wilson disaster?
Ooh. Time for y'all go to bed.
Ew.
See y'all in the morning.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a new lawsuit underway involving the police. And I'm talking about the band, of course. But for two members of that band, things may already be backfiring. We're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam. As you move through your morning, you might be curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And there's a ton of stuff to get to, but we're going to break it down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
For more than 40 years, the police, Sting, Andy Summers, and Stuart Copeland have just been dealing with drama. And right now, Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland have sued Sting, claiming that they're owed over $2 million in arrangers fees.
What does that even mean?
It has to do with the digital royalties of the band's catalog, including Every Breath You Take, which was obviously a massive hit. So now Sting's legal team has countered that all the payments have been made under an agreement back in 2016 that was meant to settle all of those past disputes. So now he's saying that this new lawsuit is an illegitimate attempt to reinterpret that deal. And going through that deal, His representation is now even suggesting that both Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland were substantially overpaid in royalties over the years. So it's ugly. It's messy. That's kind of just been the name of the game for those guys for four decades.
Just because I'm an idiot, I just asked artificial intelligence to explain what you just said to me, like as if I'm 5 years old. Three guys are in a band called The Police. One of them is Sting and the other two are Andy and Stuart. They made famous songs together like Every Breath You Take. And then it says, basically, it's like three friends baked the cake, argued about how to split the money from selling it, agreed on a deal years ago. Now two of them are saying, actually, we want more cake money. And Sting is saying, nope, deal's a deal.
Deal's a deal. And, I mean, they broke up the first time at the height of their fame. Yes. Like, I mean, they were on this trajectory. And, I mean, obviously, they're making millions and millions of dollars, but I always like to think of, like, what could have been, guys?
I mean, massive amounts of money. Because when Synchronicity came out, I mean, I'm dating myself. Gosh. Of course, it's like the 80s. But, like, they were the big, I mean, that was the band that everyone had a t-shirt for. Yes. That was the song that was all over MTV. They could do no wrong. And then Sting's like, I'm out. And I'm starting this solo project. And he was, like, working with jazz musicians. And I remember being, like, that might have been, like, the first time as a young kid I felt like a certain level of anger towards an artist.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how dare you? You were writing cool songs, and now this is like some pansy-ass stuff.
Oh,
I remember
no.
being so pissed off at Sting.
So you weren't a big fan of the song Desert Rose?
No. Or was that
Fields of Gold?
If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, was that
like,
So freaking bad. Speaking of bad, you guys remember Phillies Karen?
Who?
The lady that got all mad about the baseball. And then it's been all obvious. You all know what's going on. The dad just recently did an interview. The dad, the guy that was like basically, like she went right into his face, said, give me that ball. I'm angry.
That's my ball.
Well, he's just telling people, hey, can you please stop harassing her? Because, you know, obviously in the world of the internet, in the world of social media, people will never let things go. And everything is a witch hunt. And yeah, she was a POS and did something stupid. But I think we can move on at this point. That's basically what he's asking for people to do. Because, you know, he seems like a pretty decent dude.
He's a really good dude.
He's like a good dad. And his son got hooked up big time.
Oh, yeah. He got the autographed bat, the meet and greet with some of the players. I mean, he had definitely ended up ahead in the whole deal.
And the rumor is that they're going to get sent to the World Series, which hopefully the Mariners will be there.
And some CEO said they were going to give him an RV.
Yes.
I mean, it's good to be those guys.
An angry old lady could yell at me all day if I could get all that cool stuff. That'd be awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's one more opportunity for somebody to beat Steve this morning. And your record right now, 294 wins, 88 losses, and 78 ties. Call 206-803-ROCK. Let's see somebody beat Migs at 850.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.